Today marks the beginning of Black History Month, and during the month of February, 848 will present stories, personal stories, collected by the History Makers, a Chicago-based African-American oral history archive. First up is Mr. Baseball himself, Ernie Banks.
Thank you very much, Commissioner, for the fine introduction. We got the set-in, sunshine, fresh air. We got the team behind us. So let's play two.
Ernie Banks turned 75 years old yesterday. In 1953, the Chicago Cubs recruited him from the Negro Leagues, and he went on to have a Hall of Fame career and to become the first Cubby to have his uniform number retired. In this excerpt from the archives, Ernie Banks recalls his first moment in the sun.
In the 17, I went to Amarillo, Texas to play baseball, and I was playing softball on a church team, and the guys came up and said, "Hey, you think you want to play baseball?" I said, "I don't know. Go down and ask my mom and dad." And they did. So they took me to Amarillo, Texas. I'd never experienced anything going away, and I went out there and just adjusted to that, stayed in hotels where the rain was leaking and all that, and I came back. My, how was it? It was fine. When I was drafted to go in the Army, my dad felt that I shouldn't go into the Army. He took me to a psychic I didn't even ask him what. He drove me to Palestine, Texas. That's a good name for a city. To this lady, and she sit and talk to him, said, "Your son is a very special child." She said, "Well, he's going in the Army." And she said, "He's not going in the Army. He's going to play baseball like you want him to play baseball." I actually played the game as if nobody's there but me. I had no conscious effort that people were watching, that these games were televised. You know, the Cubs televised all his home games when I came. I had none of that. It didn't even faze me. I didn't even know it was there. Many times I'd walk out of ballpark, I didn't even say hello to my own children. I knew what that meant, being in the Hall of Fame. So here the media coming around, all that. You got to wait, and then they call you and tell you you've been elected to Baseball Hall of Fame. So they called. I was sitting around the phone, the TVs, cameras rolling, and Jack Brickhouse, Lou Boudreau, all were there, and the phone rang. A guy named Jack Lang, and out of New York. Said, "You've been elected to Baseball Hall of Fame, and how many ballots and all that?" So it was different, because you don't go into the Hall of Fame to, you're out of baseball for 5 years. So I had been out for 5 years. I didn't, I kind of said, now I can move on to something else.
Reflections from Mr. Cub Ernie Banks. The Hall of Famer celebrated his 75th birthday yesterday. His story comes to us from the History Makers, a national nonprofit video oral history archive headquartered in Chicago and dedicated to preserving African-American history.